Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, give it up to them. Give it up for them. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Peace of God be with you all. It's great to be here this morning. Turn to somebody and say, it's great to be here this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us once again in your presence. We lift up our hearts, O Lord, in gratitude for your mercy and grace. As we hear your word today, may your spirit teach us what it means, O Lord, to give. Touch our hearts, empower us, O Lord, and inspire us by the abundance that flows from you alone. Bless this word to transform our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. People of God, today we are going to continue on giving. We're looking at giving gracefully. Giving gracefully, the power behind a generous heart. Giving gracefully, the power behind a generous heart. Last week, we learned that giving is worship. That true giving doesn't come from our pockets, but comes from our hearts. It's not a financial transaction, it is a spiritual expression. Today, we take it a step further. We go deeper. If last week was about the heart that is behind the giving, this week we're looking at the grace that empowers that heart to give. Amen? We move from why we give to how grace enables us to give graciously. Amen. And so Jesus' words in Luke 6:38 teaches us something profound. That giving is not a transaction, but it is a transformation. When we give with a heart full of grace, God responds with abundance. Abundance that no measure on earth can contain. Hallelujah. Giving gracefully starts with a willing spirit. Giving gracefully starts with a willing spirit. Jesus says, give. And then he stops there. He doesn't even talk about the reward yet. He calls us simply to give. He says, give. Graceful giving starts from a willing heart. It's not about what we have. It's about what we are willing to release. Listen to me carefully. It's not about what you have, it's about what you are willing to release. God never measures our giving by the size. It is by the sincerity of our willingness. Hallelujah. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians 8:12, 2 Corinthians 8:12, Paul makes us to understand that if the willingness is there, then your gift is what? Acceptable. You see why it starts from the willingness of the Spirit? If the willingness is there, then your gift is acceptable. If you are giving, because I'm standing here and preaching giving the last 2 weeks, oh no, Papa started, so 3 weeks ago, is the reason why you are giving, you have the wrong motive. Give because your heart is willing. Give because you love God. Hallelujah. Not according to what you have. The first mark of graceful giving is a willing spirit. A heart that is touched by grace doesn't ask, how much must I give? And you know what it asks? How can I give to bless? Not how much can I give? How can I give to bless? When grace fills your heart, you don't need to be persuaded. You don't need to be pressured. Giving becomes a joyful expression of love for God. Hallelujah. See, in 2 Corinthians 8, 1 to 5, Paul talks about the Macedonian churches. He uses the Macedonian churches as a model of grace-filled generosity. Those people were not rich. In fact, the scripture says that they were in extreme poverty, yet overflowed with joy and generosity. Overflowed with joy and generosity. But they didn't even have. That's the paradox of grace. It makes you give what you don't even have. Hallelujah. Sadumbi bawoda nerema enjin buwana mini. It doesn't even make sense to us in the natural sense. Hallelujah. It doesn't make sense to us. Grace enabled a church going through hardship to give sacrificially, and they gave with joy. Paul says they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. That means grace pushes you beyond human calculation into divine multiplication. Hallelujah. Grace pushes you beyond human calculation into divine multiplication. One throw into whole. Mopna maya quiz. Amen. Grace releases God's overflow. In the scripture that we read, Jesus said what? A good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, will be poured into your lap. Hallelujah. Hey, a good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. And with that, in the old days, you know, they take mama's friend, no. Olonka. Mama's friend Olonka. Sometimes was a milk can, sometimes or a Milo can, right? Margarine. There you go. Right? Can you know a quota? What's this? No, what's chicken kakra? No, what's no appeared among. And they are packing it. In the upper corner was the paper, I shall say. You know, it's like, yeah. What a corrupt people. Amen. Pressed down, shaking over, shaking together, running over. That's what it is. This is a divine abundance. That's how it looks. Divine abundance. In the ancient times, that's what they did. That's what the merchants did. That's the image Jesus is using to describe the kind of abundance that you get when you give from a graceful heart. Not to be coerced, not to be forced, but you give because grace has found you. Amen. When grace gives, God ensures grace returns. It might not always be in financial terms, like I said last week. Sometimes when we think about God's blessings, all we think about is financial. It's also good. But God, who knows best, might bless you with good health. We've all been ill before. When you're sick, you know what it means to have good health. Even when you have a headache, you can understand what it means not to have headache. Hallelujah. It might be provision of abundance in peace. When you go to some of our homes, there is no peace. It's always bickering. The man doesn't want to go home after work. The woman doesn't want to go home after work. The home that is supposed to be the safe haven, they don't want to go. Because there is no peace. But God can give you abundance of peace. Amen? It could be in the form of favor, where you go and everybody is turned away. You go and they say, come on in. Hallelujah. That's divine abundance. But I will do one do application to what's your application? What's the devil and able to my start? Hallelujah. That's favor. It means opportunities. For those of you with businesses, it means getting awarded contracts, big contracts. Could mean open doors. But I'll back or Ivy League school be. And you know how to get there. Then God connects you with somebody who connects you to another person that gives your child admission to an Ivy League school. Hallelujah. See, God's abundance comes in many ways. Amen. The harvest of graceful giving is not limited to what we see. It flows into every area of our lives. God multiplies what we release unto Him. Not necessarily to make us rich in possessions, but to make us rich in purpose. Because there are people that have money but have no purpose in life. And I want to be that. There are people with a lot of money but no purpose in their lives. It's better for you to have a purpose in your life. And that's what God gives. Riches and purpose. You make you rich in purpose. Graceful giving always leads to graceful living. Hallelujah. Graceful giving always, always leads to graceful living. And grace governs the heart that gives. And it governs the measure of the harvest. Grace governs the measure of the harvest. Because Jesus ends the scripture that was read for us, Jesus ends with this challenge. He says, for with this measure, or the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And he says, the milk can, as he was a milk can, no, was a bama. Amen. Says the Olunka Kesinusa, on the Wazabama. Amen. Says the paper shema. Amen. Wasn't about but never know your loan castle, no, I paper shim. Hallelujah. I'm not here to manipulate you. It's not about manipulation. It's about faith and stewardship. That's what it's about. God invites us to give with the same measure that we want to receive. When we give sparingly, whether in love, in trust, or in grace, that measure of blessing we open ourselves to. And when we give generously, whether in love, trust, or grace, we create room for an overflow. Hallelujah. That only grace can produce. And we will not even have room to contain. Amen. Paul says it in another way in 2 Corinthians 9:6. Paul says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So Jesus said that. Paul said that too. Hallelujah. God determines the measure of the harvest. And the harvest of grace is not just material. Your harvest is not just material. When you sow with a graceful heart, your reward is not necessarily material. It's spiritual growth. It's inner peace. Some people have a lot of money. They can't sleep at night. They have a lot of money. They are worried about how they will wake up the next morning. So they all have security guards. And the funny thing is, when you go at a certain time of the night, the security guards are sleeping. You know, I remember when I was in high school, I stood for the senior prefect, right? And there was, you know, there was this guy that was very, very rich at the time. I wasn't that rich at the time. But this guy was very rich. Because his father was a sailor. What can I talk about this man about? You don't know what it means. I did that senator credit that. Hallelujah. Okay, I know kochata wachino, mami no button wachino, ochata wachino, right? And give it to the students. And my very, very good friend, all we had were candies to pass out. It was going from class to class, so pass candies. And go for a chat and watch it all check candies. Hallelujah. And then at the end of the day, the students voted for me. The students voted for me. So it's not money, right? It's not money that counts. And then my very good friend, the reason why I remembered this story was when I was talking about the guards, right? Because my very good friend went to the other guy's dormitory and found him sleeping. And he said, "Enyu enyu my reho." See, so you might be rich, but you will not have inner peace. I won because of divine favor. Because I didn't have money. I didn't go and chatter watch it for anybody. We're personal, them candy in the crowd friend with black and white strips. Black, alewa, black. Hallelujah. That's what we were passing. But it is divine favor. That's what you get when you give with a graceful heart. People of God, as I bring my message to a close this morning, I want you to understand that graceful giving is not about what you lose. It's about what God can do through what you release. And it's not even about your capacity, but it's about God's ability. Because if grace doesn't touch your heart, if grace doesn't find you, your heart will be stiff. Amen? When grace governs your heart, giving becomes a joyful act. Giving becomes a worship. And then guess what? Abundance becomes your testimony. Abundance becomes your testimony. So next week, give gracefully. Next week, give beyond human imagination. And watch as God fills your life with good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Amen. Amen. Mira Yesu Mami Shema Mira Yesu Mami Shema Mabra Boimo with willing hearts and joyful spirits. free us from fear and reluctance, O Lord, as we prepare for this harvest. And let your grace overflow in us, O Father. As we prepare, may we bring what is pleasing in your sight. May our giving bring you glory. May our giving advance your kingdom. Father, bless every heart that gives and every seed that is sown. Let our lives be a reflection of your generosity and of your love. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving, and every saint shall say, Amen. Amen.